Thank you. My God, it's Friday, and I've killed everybody off with rave music.
Yeah, rave music.
Rave music! Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, that's rave. Techno is where like somebody randomly inserts an audio clip of somebody just yelling fucking jump.
Yeah.
Jump! Jump! Jump, everybody! Jump! Jump!
Well, no, it's not that they actually insert it. They actually just make this whole crap song around it. I have tons of crappy techno and crappy rave.
Yeah, I hate jock jams.
See, I don't mind jock jams.
They suck!
Wow, okay. Hey, I'm...
I hate that shit.
Well, there's a couple people that do the Jock Jam stuff that that's I really, like listening to. But
talking to about, you know, we need some angry techno.
And as I told you, it's industrial. Industrial is angry techno.
But we just need like, angry techno without like the clips of okay, know, how about machinery.
This? Instead of, well, where do you get industrial? Okay, you obviously don't listen to industrial.
Art of Noise, dude.
That's one group.
You know, they're all songs. Yeah. Hey, man. I saw the one video, dude. I am so...
The one video. Yeah, I slept last night in a Holiday Inn. What the fuck? No.
Hey, good reference.
Thank you. All right. Welcome, everybody. It's Friday night. You are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
The greatest site in the history of mankind.
Man, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you know that?
We're the second greatest thing only to the wheel.
That's right, dude. It's actually many Bible scholars have been like decoding the Dead Sea Scrolls.
The Bible code and all that good stuff?
Yeah. And they say actually what happens is in in the new Jerusalem.
Yeah, it was like Balisius 12, 30.
They said that upon entering into heaven right there, everybody will tune into Spankus Wagonus Radios. So that's going to be pretty
Radios?
Cool. Yeah.
See?
That's right, dude. Archangel balls.
Man, we got a lot of shit to talk about today. There's a lot of crazy fucking shit political-wise.
Very crazy.
I've got bragging stuff, but of course, you know, it's Krager talk, so we'll put everybody else to sleep first.
Who gives a fuck?
See, today we're in the piss-you-off show, because see, now we play the bad techno. Let me just go ahead.
Yeah, you know what's
hold
funny?
Hold on.
Did we get more complaints about bad techno?
Okay, that was enough of that. Just had to play some bad techno.
All right. Now, my question is, did we get more complaints about bad techno or easy listening?
We actually get more complaints about techno, good or bad, and we also get a lot of complaints. Well, Reverend Hammer,
I'm just a little frightened.
Reverend Hammer in the chat room every week has something to say about music.
Yeah.
Every week, I could download the most innocuous thing. Like, one of these days, I should just download Static and just play a loop of Static. You know? He will say, oh, well, I got stuff that sounds better. Wait a minute. Static!
Dude, I got the Static clip, man. It's better. It's 192-bit.
Yeah, it's 132-beat, too. Beat per minute.
Yeah, man. We're giving Reverend Hammer crap.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God! The motherfucker decided to tune in and listen? Motherfucker! What the hell?
Well, I'll be
back. Oh, shit!
Mister, I can't make the show.
Okay, whoa.
I'm just...
We're bitter,
I'm
but
bitter.
That's okay. We're over it now.
Bitter? Okay, I just, you know, right now, okay, I'm a mix of...
And of course, first thing anybody asks, why is you not on the show? Oh my God, he's at work.
God, I love gateways. Oh, gateways are great computers.
Worst PC I ever owned, I was actually a Macintosh.
Dude, you need a Dell!
Dell!
Okay.
That's great. Let that shit blow. I have a question. Since everybody at the Apple Store is tuning in, what is up with the new racist OS X Panther there? What is it with the Malcolm X operating system? And it's Black Panther, too, man. I mean,
it's Panther. The box is black.
Yeah,
with the
Black
big,
Panther.
It's Chrome X.
But it looks almost damn near just like the Malcolm X movie poster. I mean, out of curiosity, I know Steve Jobs really wants to push for Apple, but is he becoming, you know, a black militant?
No. Well, why not? He supported the gay community, right? I mean, he had the rainbow Apple, so why not now switch over to the black community? He obviously likes chrome and likes brushed aluminum.
Good point. Well, I mean, are we next going to see militant gays?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, will I actually be able to walk out down the street and see, you know, like, hetero bashing? I don't know.
You never know. Hey, it's going to happen. Now, actually, we got to laugh because, you know, everything fucking on Spankwagon is run on an Apple, except for, like, the broadcast stuff, and that's run on, we actually have an official domain name for it now.
What?
LazyCode.com.
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 By the way, for Smack, relax, dude. We'll probably end up being down there at the Apple Store for the LSX premiere, hopefully.
Yeah, because I want to buy another one.
Yeah.
Got to buy another one once a year. Anyhow.
Is Smack angry?
He's angry. Oh, yeah. Aww. He's like, guys, I'm at work.
So look at that. An Apple employee just called me a cracker.
Wait, he called us all asshats.
An ass hat cracker.
Man. Wow.
Cracker ass hat.
Cracker ass hat.
Cracker ass hat. Dude, you are wearing a cracker ass hat.
Thank you. That's very white of you. Moving on. No, actually, I got a new toy. What?
You got a trackball.
No, I didn't.
Got a USB flash.
No.
Okay. Is it bigger than that?
It's much bigger than that. Huge.
Bigger than a digital camera?
Way bigger than a digital camera.
VCR.
Bigger.
Okay.
This is gonna take a while.
Television.
Bigger.
Major appliance. Refrigerator.
Bigger.
Bigger than a refrigerator.
Bigger than a refrigerator. It's bigger than a fucking refrigerator.
Air conditioning unit.
Bigger.
Where would I find it if I were looking for it?
In my house.
In your house.
Well, okay. Technically it's in my house because it's all one unit, but it'd be in my garage specifically.
Okay, so let's see. Your trash cans are smaller than a refrigerator.
Yes, and smaller than a...
And you've already had the workbenches.
It has the workbenches.
What could it possibly be?
Can't be the water heater.
Can't be the water heater.
No. It's yellow.
It's yellow.
Goes fast.
Yeah. Oh, and that's right.
Because it's
yellow. It fucking shanked me.
Yes, it shanked you bad.
For everybody that's actually concerned, so you're fucking bored by now. I'm sure this is like inside shit. Trencher got himself a new car.
Yes, I did. I actually went out and purchased myself a 1973 Plymouth Duster with a 340 cubic inch engine.
He actually got himself, and this is actually a debate that we both have going on right now from what I've read on Allpar and shit right there. It's a 340 Duster, yes. But is it a Twister misbadged?
Yeah, we don't know. I have the VIN codes and everything. The VIN codes all say Duster. The VIN codes all do say Duster.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. Hey, wait. Someone here is actually using iTunes for Windows. How is that working out there, Spider? Spider?
Spider.
It's like fat, you know?
Spider.
Spider. Is that the name of the guy that was the handyman on that one TV show? Or that was Schneider?
Oh, Schneider.
Thank you.
Yes, so, Schneider is very toit.
Run around and ask, ha! No, actually, I was kind of curious. How is that working? Because someone where I work was like, ha ha, this is a funny thing. Hell froze over. I'm thinking, what, Cubs really did win? Or
yeah, hell froze over, by the way, in case you people are dumb.
Because Apple wrote software for a Microsoft computer. Like, official Apple software. It's really... You know what? That's interesting, though.
That's not true. QuickTime wins on Windows.
Oh, yeah. QuickTime. Is QuickTime technically Apple software? I think
it is.
It started off third-party, though. iTunes has been
from whom?
I don't remember, but I swear, I think that yeah, High Skier, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I've hunted him down on another Mopar forum, and I tried to get a hold of him, but he wasn't.
Rev, he's not going to paint it red because
it's in beautiful, absolute, positively pristine,
except for that one
body condition. Except for a couple paint chips.
That's it. And it's actually a very
half
clean.
Of those paint chips are actually gone over with clear nail polish.
Yeah. What color is it?
Yellow.
Yellow.
I forget the actual code, but I want to say it's some variant of banana yellow.
Yeah.
With a black racing stripe that has 340 at the end, and I need tires.
Of course, you know, already. I raced you already in one.
We're not going to get into what I did on that.
All right.
We're really not going to get into
that. Except for the fact is that going down Hollywood Boulevard here in Vegas.
We almost got pulled over. 10 minutes after I purchased the vehicle.
He buys his fucking car and we leave. We're going down Hollywood there and I pull up next to a man. I hit the fucking gas and he hits the gas, man. And he doesn't have stock exhaust. You've got some very nice headers.
Yes.
And you've got a free flow exhaust with, what's it missing?
Oh, catalytic converters, because they weren't needed. They aren't still needed. They're still exempt from smog.
Right. So what happened was basically Trencher ends up just hitting the gas and going, like that. And it's really fucking funny because as we look over, a cop turns a corner to pull a fucking car over. And Trencher sees the...
Oh, no, he's already off the bike.
Was he off the bike?
He was off the bike finishing up the ticket. He had his lights on. The reason we didn't see him coming up to him... behind a wall for a development.
But this he had lights fucking going, and Trencher hits a gas, and I look over and see these lights, and this guy just, he almost snapped his neck looking up so quick to see us trying to drag race. It wasn't really a drag race, because as soon as we saw the lights, we just like fucking...
I downshifted immediately, because it's a four-speed. I downshift immediately, just...
Yeah, no pussy automatic for you.
No, I kind of wish. I like my automatics, but we're going
to... Not on a muscle car.
Yes, because Chrysler makes a beautiful 727 transmission. The torque flight transmissions that go on those cars are beautiful, beautiful transmissions.
Should be a 5-speed, in my opinion. Or should be a manual. That's my opinion. But, yeah.
But yeah, it's a bitch to shift.
Well, let's see, what kind of shifter knob you got on there?
The knob is just a T handle, yeah. So it's not that bad. I mean, it's really no difference from a ball to a T handle.
I don't know. I like my balls.
I'm sure you do.
Hey,
I personally enjoy mine only. Anyhow, moving on. I know we're boring every week, Krager Talk, but I'm actually very stoked because I bought.
I bought a muscle car.
It's a real, legitimate. And Rev, you've seen my cars. You remember the big black beast that I used to love driving because it was my only car. You know, Rev remembers how much I pussyfoot around with the red car, the shadow I had. This car, it's a little different now. Now that I'm a little older, my insurance and everything like that, I actually have money to work on it. It's a garage bunny for now, but I'm sure by spring, though, it'll be, if not the daily car for most times.
It's garage bunny, you're going to take that shit out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tune-up tomorrow.
Well, I need to do a tune-up tomorrow, and I also need to get that front end fixed up. But
No worries,
suspension
man.
Stuff. You, when you're dealing with a 30-year-old car, yeah, 30-year-old car, shit's going to be bad.
Yeah, get you on a nice 160-amp alternator. Be doing good.
What the fuck do you want to keep jacking that amp up? I'm not running anything that uses that.
Hey, man. You're going to put it...
What's that electrical smell? Fuck you. I still have to remap all the wires going underneath my dash because I turn on my turn signals and I get this dim little tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
Yeesh. All right, moving on. Let's go to Geek, because we're boring them with car stuff. They're actually ignoring us again, which is okay. You guys can have fun. We'll do whatever you want to do in the chat
room.
Talk
amongst yourselves.
Yes. Just keep listening to us, because you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Right. So. Okay.
You expected your speakers to be blown out. Yeah.
Like this!
Yeah. So, yeah, especially at the Apple Store, because, you know, they got those really nice...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember we went to the Apple Store and they had DJ night out there for the debut of the new iPod.
Woo!
Yeah, remember...
I think I got that poster. You know, I still have this gift wrap that they forced upon me when I bought my laptop.
Yeah.
They're like, free gift! Take this gift wrap! My wife and I were like, it's ugly! It's artistic! It was done by an artist! No one else is taking it! Take it!
It's artistic.
It's ugly! All right.
I love that, how you can have shitty, like, fucking ugly stuff, and you just call it art, and it's like, oh, it's valuable now.
Well, what am I going to do? You know, unwrap it all and put it in a giant fucking frame, put it on the wall. It's art!
Come on, honey.
It's ugly!
We can wallpaper the pantry.
With gift wrap. That's it's kind of soaked through.
Shit's all like fucking crusty on the outside.
Oh, geez, post no bills. Jesus Christ, that's sick.
You know what, dude?
Hey, Krager
Talk. You should have gone back and done that to the Apple Store. Just put that ugly shit on the glass.
Take a picture. Oh, that'd be great. Hey, real quick, Krager Talk.
Krager
but this
Talk.
Time is part of the news, part of the stuff that we do every day or every Friday.
Right. It's news.
It's news.
That
hey,
you need.
Buick introduced a new car called the LaCrosse in Canada.
LaCrosse.
A General Motors executive yesterday admitted that the future model, which is set to debut late next year, will be renamed in Canada after GM learned LaCrosse is a Quebec slang term for masturbation.
Yeah.
Wait the fuck a minute.
I don't know how
it's not a real... Oh, how do you want to say it? It's not like it's a real word. Like, Nova was no-go, which they even fucked that up in the article.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking
Canadian. They say it doesn't run, but anyhow, fucking Canucks. We're supposed to, per request, yell fuck repeatedly.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Okay. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Once again, my timing's off.
Fuck you.
Fuck!
Okay, so...
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's a slang. It's not even a real word in their vocabulary.
Although, wait.
Isn't lacrosse a sport as well?
Yes, it is. However, you know, I mean, hey, what if they went out and named a fucking car the Chicken Choker? I know. It's obviously not the
fucking drive a
slang.
Toyota Yank!
Toyota Yank, yeah. Yeah, made by products by Wang. That's a great fucking corporate name.
You know, Wang was Wang was that computer name. I remember Wang computers. I look at a computer, said Wang, and I just went, ha ha. Wang.
Wang. I can't do that voice, man. It's because I don't watch The Simpsons.
Wang.
Wang.
But yeah, they definitely were not aware of the lacrosse's racy roots. Although he speaks French, the guy who, you know, one of these big dealers who points this out, Bob Lutz, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bob Lutz.
Bob Lutz, the man Chrysler lost. Anyhow, hey, I guess we're gonna,
Every term you've ever heard for masturbation, choking a chicken, slapping a salami, spanking a monkey, there is
jacking off.
Right. Well, you just ruined that. Never mind. But maybe you could kind of work it. There's a visual that goes along with it.
Yeah.
No, you can picture something like choking a monkey, you know, making a monkey.
Choking a chicken, spanking a monkey.
Yeah. I fucked that up, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So anyhow, there's a visual. How the fuck do you get how do you get lacrosse from that? I mean, dick is American's like, dick, you know, like,
Wait, does that mean it goes very well with your other favorite word in your vocabulary?
Cock.
Yes.
Cock is kind of universal, and cock can be like, playful, cock can be the same as dick. Now, English are really kind of weird about that stuff, and that's why they call it a willy. Yeah. Which is funny, because you picture like, whee, just flapping around, and you know, like,
oi, put the willy away.
And it's whee, whee, and, like, you know, you start like, you know, twirling it and shit, you know?
It's like a fucking rodeo. It's Rodeo Willie! No!
Rodeo Willie.
I'm sorry.
That's going to come back on you. You'll say you know, the wrong time.
That's going to come back at me like a word. Hey, we got a call. Who is it? Rodeo Willie! Fuck you!
Yeah. But no, there is a visual that goes along with that. How do you get fucking lacrosse into, like, masturbation?
You know, in a French term of everything, it's like, how does that work?
The fuck?
Well, I got a question then. Is that like a new form of snowballing?
Snowballing.
Okay, hurry, I'll catch it. Catch it with what? My cock! Ah, shit. That's sick! Oh, man, I don't need to hear a blah, blah, blah.
You dropped some. Well, I'm not the one who dropped the ball, now was I?
Foot-a-bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, obligatory jokes, by the way.
I own a Buick chicken choker.
A Buick chicken choker. Huh. Yeah, man.
Because of fucking slang terms. Let's see. We need a good slang term then. Let's see. Think of a good slang term.
Good slang term.
I can't even think of slang when I need to. It's like I can spew the shit all day at work.
The rod smoker.
Rod smoker. Skin flute.
The skin flute.
You know?
Oh, you mean in that way? A rumple foreskin?
Hey, there you go. That's slang, yeah. Skin flute, that's slang for a blowjob.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
One-eyed wonder weasel?
But you know what? And everybody's asking. Hold on.
My favorite is the incredible heat-seeking moisture missile.
That's just weird. Spider.
Spider. Spider. He's very toy.
Oh, boy, he asked the same question actually because of the lag. He heard it after he typed it, which is funny. But as he says, seriously, what was the fucking thought process that went into the head of Canuck that thought that one up?
Because it was probably not a Canadian that thought of it. It was probably an American.
I don't even want to know the thought process of the Canadian. What I want to know, all honesty, how did he get it to actually take hold?
Oh, I know.
You know, because, like,
probably
you say a lot of stupid shit in a day. Now, you're experiencing difficult problem with your new job in a different department, is no one's on the same wavelength.
Oh,
so you
God.
Spew out some weird word that in our department would have gotten just abrupt laughter and then done. That department, you can't even get a cricket.
It's hard, dude, because, like, I don't fit in that well for humor, man. It's fucking difficult, dude. My jokes in my new department are like fucking like conversation killers, dude.
Yeah, it's very weird. I haven't witnessed it yet, although I kind of wish I would. That'd be kind of great.
No, it's like, hey, man, what movie are you going to see? I think I'm going to, you know, go out and see Kill Bill. Cool, man. And I'm like popping up like, I thought the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand was tragic. That has not happened, but that's the fucking level of conversation stopper.
It's over. You know? And then people will remind you it's over. That's the hard part. Man, you fucked that one up. You know, they will point out. That's pretty mean.
But they you know, I'm kind of getting a feel for it right there. I got to kind of, you know, I'll get my niche right in there, and I will, like, you know, proverbially...
Is it niche or
Nietzsche?
Nietzsche. No, it's Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. Get my Nietzsche on.
Hey, we got another person joining. By the way, you are listening to...
I was trying to burp. Spankwagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Cool. All right. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, yeah. We're at the show. We're in my house. Sitting above my new car. Yay! my new old car. Cool. Yay! Yeah. All right, I'm still stoked. You guys don't understand. I like got all giggly in early life. Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
It's good to see Trencher cut loose like that.
Yeah.
But as far as that shit right there is concerned, man, don't ask me how they fuck. In all honesty, I can probably understand that what it was GM probably named it LaCrosse for North America, you know, as in a blanket thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody fucking gives a shit about Quebec. Okay, that's why nobody
Quebec wanted to secede from Canada.
I know. But nobody... They're fucking inconsequential, okay? So nobody fucking took enough time to research that kind of shit. That's how that got through. Don't think somebody was going to name, you know, the fucking, you know, Super Prick 2000, you know, and go, how did that ever get past fucking R&D? No.
Hold on. Chrysler, in the 80s, with their little Omnis and all the little packages, GLHS... Uh-huh.
Go Like Hell Special.
Yeah.
But that's different. That's like a fun term, universal. Of course, Chrysler is going to probably get into trouble with their new commercial line that's going to debut.
Is it the one that tells people it's okay to get speeding tickets?
No.
Oh.
It's about the new Dodge Durango.
Okay.
And it touts the cargo space.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this?
What's it going to say?
Basically, it takes place in a restroom. One man is listening in on the conversation. One man is sitting in a stall, and he's taking shit, and he's listening to the conversation by two other men standing at urinals pissing.
Uh-huh.
And one guy says, "I own an Explorer," you know, or he's talking about his Explorer, and the other guy is talking about his Durango, but we don't know they're talking about cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he basically tells the other guy about how sizes matters more, you know, and it's bigger is better, and his wife appreciates the extra, you know, capacity and shit like that. Yeah. So Chrysler is really starting to go up with their sex car jet.
Yeah, they're really bringing that back. I mean, back in the day, it was a lot of race theme ads, but this is different. This is very different for Chrysler. But what do you expect? It's, you know, German-run company, and, you know, maybe they're more liberal. I don't know.
You know, Germans and sex kind of frighten me a little bit.
Why is that?
One, if you've ever seen, like, fucking Shock TV.
Okay, yeah.
Number two, I just finished today reading the, before I went to work, actually. Actually, it wasn't today. It would have been last night. I'm sorry. So I wasn't at work. Reading the movie review on Something Awful of Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS. So.
What was that name again? Look that up. In that movie database.
Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS. It had graphic pictures of, like, you know, concentration camp crotch surgery. Yeah. So Germans and sex right now don't seem like two things you really want to get together.
Do you want to get it on?
You need to keep fucking... Germans and sex are like Vince Clortho and Gozer. Keep the fucking Keymaster away from the gatekeeper.
I am the Keymaster.
Bad shit will happen.
Oh,
fucking
you know
Germans,
what?
Dude.
Well, you don't know. You know, fucking things that are just weird, kinky, and strange like that. It's reading an article from Florida, because it seems like Florida has the weirdest fucked up shit. Have you ever seen those rubber bracelets, the black rubber bracelets, that they're often confused for vacuum cleaner belts, you know?
Ah, yes.
Like what Madonna wore in the 80s and stuff like that. Yeah, they're making a comeback in the old bunk scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess middle schoolers, junior high, they're doing this very odd little game with them. This is in Florida, by the way.
Okay.
What they're doing is if, like, someone comes up to you, preferably of the opposite sex, grabs the bracelets, and however many they can break off, because they're meant to, you know, break easy, because they don't want you to fucking hang your wrists or whatever.
Sure.
Well, it means various different things. You break off a couple, it means sex. You break off a couple, it's a simple kiss. You break off a couple, it's going down on the bus. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of fucking
junior
strange
fucking
ash sunshine state goddamn ritualistic sexual escapades do you fucking teach your kids down there?
I have, you know, Rev, you know what's going on there. You have a clue.
Where the fuck did you find this at? Is this for real? This sounds like some shit you'd make up on Fark.
No, fuck you. No, this is something I found. It says bracelet flat. Let's try that again, shall we? Bracelet.
Very well. All right, read the damn story already.
Bracelet flat.
What the fuck is a goddamn paper? I'll read it. Bracelet fad among middle schoolers. Fuck!
Oh.
Here, let me, basically, I can read it more naughty.
The bracelet fad amongst middle schoolers said to basically be linked to sex. Raymond Andrews had no idea that the bracelets his sixth grade daughter purchased this summer related to sex. You know what? When I first saw this headline, I first read the first thing, I actually, honest to God, thought like maybe the kids were accidentally buying a bunch of cock rings. I don't know why that popped into my head, but I'm going, well, where'd they buy them? Maybe they're cock rings. They just don't know any better. I mean, there's so many dumb parents
out
there.
That really fucks me up, too. Now I'm picturing like some 13-year-old girl with like a Prince Albert in her tongue.
after speaking to other parents, he learned this new fad amongst middle school students. It was something he didn't want his kids involved with. His daughter promised to do away with the bracelets, but not before asking some pretty uncomfortable questions. In other words, homeboy had to teach his daughter, give his daughter the sex talk in sixth grade. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But he goes, this gets me concerned. said Andrews, these children attend Bellevue Middle School. If they needed to ban these jelly bracelets, then we need to ban them. Yeah, pretty much, you know, instead of teaching the kids, hey, come on, you know, the fuck, do away with the cause,
so does that
don't
mean
worry
that,
about the effect.
Yeah. So does that mean that chicks who wear a lot of bracelets are middle school sluts?
I think so.
Yeah.
So if you see a middle schooler wearing a lot of bracelets, you know, they're illegal, but they're sluts. A new trend basically has a lot of parents and school officials concerned because, you know, it's happening in these schools, and there are all these little multicolored bracelets and black bracelets and shit like that. But the funny thing is it's only limited to the middle school. It's, like, not really happening with any of the other schools.
Thank you, by the way.
For?
You sent people to Internet Movie Database to look up one movie, and they come back with fucking Ghostbuster quotes. Thanks, Trench.
Anytime, Claude. So, yeah, bracelets.
Coffee? Do you want any? Yes, have some. Yes, have some. Yes, thank you. Fuck.
But yeah, there's even websites out there, and I've not been able to find a website dedicated to the bracelet sex deal. If someone does find it, please let us know.
Bracelet sex.com. Register it now.
Yeah, really. Don't search for it on Google, though. It'll give you, like, results of, like, you know, buy gold at cheap price.
God, I know.
So, wow. All right. I think we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. I know we bored the fuck out of you.
But before we go, tell us what you think about the slutty bracelet sex. Spegwagon.vftp.net. We have message boards on there. We'd like your input.
We love your input.
We like the ratings, actually.
And well, we do that, too.
Spegwagon.
We'll be back. We're back. Why don't you not have your headset on?
Yeah, I wasn't fucking ready, dude.
It's okay. We're never really ready.
Hey, man.
I'm just noticing. I really have to say this.
Dude,
you know?
What the fuck are you talking about? Spankwagon is like Latin, dude. That means like
predestined,
overly prepared.
Oh, hey, I actually
pig Latin, of course.
Pig Latin. I was just gonna say, you know, this chat room and everything in the IRC here, it's starting to sound like a Mambla convention.
I know, dude. It's not Nambla, dude. It's more like a fucking pedophile. 13, he'll hit it. Yeah.
A room full of clergymen.
There you go, yeah. It's a fucking papal summit.
Woo! Well, of course, you know, the Pope's talking about retiring.
How does a Pope retire?
I don't know. What kind of pension does a Pope get?
Oh, really? And where does it go?
Rome. Outside the walls.
Send the Pope to fucking Florida.
No, that's what Sicily is.
Send him beachcombing, dude. Just give the fucker like a... like a
fuck
you know.
That. Put him at work at In-N-Out. You want a shake?
That's why he's got the Parkinson's disease, dude.
Yeah,
be a good bartender.
The Parkinson's disease. You call every. You put like the in front of every. You got the AIDS. You got the cancer. You got the Parkinson's.
You know what? I like saw that like photoshopping a lot right there, where people always say like, "Stay away." She's got the AIDS and stuff, and it just kind of strikes me as funny.
I mean, everything. It's like someone. You got the broken leg. What?
Somebody set you up the bomb.
Oh my God, we're back. Hey,
hoo-ha,
hoo-ha.
Last Saturday night,
dude. That was awesome.
We went out and we saw Kill Bill.
I am absolutely, positively not a Tarantino groupie fanboy. I have seen Pulp Fiction.
You didn't care for Pulp Fiction.
Didn't like it. Didn't care much.
I'm a huge
it
Pulp
was okay.
Fiction
I liked it in certain segments.
Yeah.
Certain stuff was just like very well done and great dialogue and other. Yeah. The overall, the movie suck.
I like all Pulp Fiction. It was about total redemption and whatnot. And
I liked Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs is fucking killer, dude. Mm-hmm. That's great. Jackie Brown was like a blaxploitation homage.
Yeah, not too many people understood because blaxploitation just never...
It caught on, but it's not as big as
it's
fucking...
It's not retro, you know.
People will know who, you know, I mean, you know, people know fucking Shaolin Wu-Tang. I don't mean just the fucking rappers, okay? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like Foxy Cleopatra, you know.
Cleopatra Schwartz.
Yeah.
That's about it for my resume.
No, Cleopatra Jones. Not Foxy. That's a chick from Ocean.
Cleopatra Jones. Remember Cleopatra?
Yeah, I said Foxy Cleopatra. Yeah. Fuck!
Hey, you're making it up. No big deal.
That's absolute ludicrous claim, man.
Still. Anyhow, we saw Kill Bill.
Saw Kill Bill.
My wife wanted to go see it earlier this week.
I don't think your wife would like it.
I even said that because my wife and her friend, who is from out of town, is here. She was like, let's go see Kill Bill, Michelle. And I'm like, Michelle won't like it.
Michelle will not like it.
And Michelle's like, why? And I'm like, well, yeah. It's a little over the top, and it's Tarantino.
Over the top? Wow.
I have. I mean, I don't like Tarantino. I didn't like the last, you know.
Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown.
No, I didn't really see much of that. I just never got into it. I did not like Pulp Fiction. So I was like, oh, okay. Even you know. You're like, let's go on a Friday night. I'm like, no, let's go to the track.
Like, all right, let's go. Fine.
Yeah, we got to talk about that as well. That was a fun experience.
The track?
Scandia.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that in a
second
bit.
Here. Yeah.
So we went, I was like, I hem-hawed. And finally he's like, we're going Saturday. Is this a date?
No, because I'm not getting none of the end.
And I'm not paying for both of us.
That's right.
Oh, wait, you did. Ha-ha! You owed me anyway.
And you get the,
Moving on.
Anyhow, we saw Kill Bill.
We're not gay! Okay, just wanted to point that out.
It's my hetero fucking...
hetero life mate, James.
Life co-anchor.
Co-anchor.
By the way, saw that funny shit on Something Awful. What? Photoshop and like movies and combining them. Jay and Silent Bob strike Back to the Future, and they took the fucking cover from Part 2 and did a beautiful fucking Photoshop of Silent Bob and fucking Jason Mewes. It was fucking killer. If anybody wants to go to Something Awful, they got it up, man. It's fucking great.
It's better cool.
That and Free Willow was funny, too. Anyhow, we went and we saw Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
I love Kill Bill.
It was a good film.
I've seen a lot of people, both on the Kill Bill
message boards,
and the Internet Movie Database.
Right.
They've been, you know, a lot of debates go back and forth, whatnot, you know. And, Many people didn't get it. People were like, oh, this movie just sucked. It was pointless. It was boring. People don't understand, dude. It was about honor. If Pulp Fiction is about redemption, okay? Pulp Fiction about redemption, how, you know, they're spared. You know, God gives them a chance, you know, where the bullets don't hit him, and Jules goes and walks to Earth. You know, and like he's spared from the death that Vincent Vega encounters with Butch, okay, and then you know Butch goes ahead and for save himself from killing the other boxer, he saves Marcellus. Mm-hmm. You know, Pulp Fiction is all about the redemption,
right?
Okay, Kill Bill straight up is pure fucking Hagakure Bushido Eastern honor, straight up, man. Mm-hmm. The scene fucking says it all, dude, with the little girl right there, man. I'm not going to tell you what happens, man, but, you know, she tells her basically, now, if you feel the way you do in the future, man, then I'll be waiting if you want to go ahead and kill me. Straight up honor. She doesn't want to attack anyone. She doesn't, and what's cool is if you actually look in the scene, I'm not going to say who she kills, okay? It's towards the end of the movie, of course. But when she completes a task of her killing for her first revenge, you see that she's actually crying, man. She doesn't kill these people to give her satisfaction. And like she even says, you can see in the trailer too, right? She doesn't kill to get even. This is not about settling scores. It's not about getting even. It is totally about redeeming her honor. And that, and when you put it in that perspective right there, it's fucking great. Don't expect, like say, Trench is not a Tarantino fan, which is cool and all. But if you are, don't expect to go and see Pulp Fiction, okay?
No.
Don't expect...
I was yeah, pleasantly surprised with the fact that Tarantino films are heavy-ass dialogue films.
Ooh, I know.
The only one I think that can cram more dialogue in any film is fucking Kevin Smith.
Good point.
Kevin Smith can cram fucking dialogue and make a film of dialogue. Tarantino can make a dialogue film.
Yeah, and at the same time, don't expect fucking Uma Thurman to go, like, see Sonny Chiba in Okinawa and talk about why a California roll is called a fucking sushi royale, because Japanese don't know what the fuck California is.
Right.
You're not going to see that kind of shit, man. No. Not at all.
It's not that kind of a film. It's not...
No.
You know, it is... Least. It is... Oh, I guess tease.
It's fucking... Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
It's fucking great. I love the film right there. Yeah. I am fucking waiting for part two.
Yeah. Part two in February is, you know, it's worth to see. Even I was very, very, how do you want to say, at the end of the movie? Very annoyed that it was the end of the movie.
Yes. It wasn't like fucking A, man. It was like, shit. You knew it was going to be the end because you know it's two parts.
Now,
it's not
the like weird thing, a weird thing that you mentioned, and we both talked about it on Saturday, was the fact that the movie ended in such a fashion that you hoped it wasn't something that the movie makers were going to start doing on a habit. Just as a course of
Kill
nature.
Bill is like... Fuck, man.
Kill Bill is one full movie.
Kill Bill, yes, it's one full movie. But the problem is Kill Bill is heavy, dude. Kill Bill is like eating lobster, man. It's fucking rich and it's fucking heavy, dude. And only a few people could stomach enough to have a fucking, like, you know, 3 hours of consuming the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Bill is fucking long and it's intense. Now, I know I could watch Kill Bill from start to end.
So could I.
Yeah. But a lot of people can't. The vast majority of people
We didn't have anybody leave the theater when we were watching it.
No, and I've seen reports of that, and I don't know. I never saw it, and a lot of people were enthused. You know, they really liked it. I fucking thought it was great. I absolutely loved the fucking movie. Now, there's one thing, too. There are two fucking killer traits. The violence in Kill Bill is gory, of course, where, you know, you get, like, comic gore. Slicing off fucking arms and heads and, like, you know, triple their fucking body mass of blood flows, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... I'm not going to give it away to describe it, but you have a comic value. At the same time... You have two main Tarantino traits you will see in all his films right here. One, you will see fucking ultra-violence well done. And I don't mean like, damn, that's intense. Like, oh my god, shocking violence.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, first fucking scene made me jump.
Yeah, first fucking scene out of the gate made, I think, everybody in the theater jump.
Yeah, and the second... Tarantino aspect right there starts off on that first scene too. You will see it, dude. Tarantino bases everything upon a soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one thing I do respect, without a shadow of a doubt, I hated Pulp Fiction, I loved the soundtrack.
Yeah.
You, that night, actually, after we watched the film, you went out and got the soundtrack.
I said, fuck it, dude, I got the soundtrack.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, well, so, I went to Odyssey Records, you know. Mm-hmm. Didn't get belittled this time.
No, we didn't. It was really amazing.
Yeah, it's like, you saw Kill Bill? I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy yeah. was like, yeah, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's a recommended
Kill Bill,
film. Really.
See it. I will tell you one thing right now. I will clear up a lot of fucking debates that you people may have without giving away the movie. Number fucking one. Actually, I'm gonna tell you one right now. And this has been my biggest fucking pet peeve of all the Kill Bill message boards. Biggest topics have been like, I don't get it. Why they splitting into two sucks. And that's fine. But the third one, I cannot fucking stand. I'm going to tell you this now. When you see the movie, you'll understand what I mean. Uma Thurman, okay, the bride is white. Bill is David Carradine. Bill is white. They cannot have a black child. That sounds stupid for me to say, but when you watch the movie,
it'll make sense.
It will. And if you go through the message boards, you will see that shit too.
Scratching fleas. Sorry, the chat room's telling me I'm scratching fleas. I have no fucking clue
what the fuck does that mean?
Anyhow.
But yeah, Kill Bill, go see it. Be there or
see it. Yeah,
square.
And what else was it? There was something else in the film that I just did not... another, like, debate that I heard that I just kind of went, what's that about?
I have one fucking question in the whole movie that doesn't make sense to me, one aspect.
The lights. That still blows me out of the water.
The lights?
Chunk, chunk. Who knows?
What do you mean, that fucking barcode? The dots? Oh, the light scene?
The light
yeah,
scene.
The light... You know what? There's one thing that bothers me more than the light scene. Hopefully they'll clear it up in part two.
Mm.
Where the fuck does she get all this money to go flying around the world after she's been in a coma for 4 motherfucking years?
Hey, who knows? But let's not blow too many other than spoilers.
But you fucking know, dude. And the thing, she goes, one ticket to Tokyo in the fucking trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All I gotta say, and fucking Lucy Liu, dude. Oren Ishii. Damn.
You just have a hard-on for Lucy Liu.
Damn, she is...
Pure and simple. You have an absolute, without a doubt, hard-on for Lucy Liu.
I think Lucy Liu is so fucking attractive. And in this movie right there, she is fucking great. I like that. I like that hottie violence.
Chick-on-chick action. Swordplay. Anyhow. Other forms of entertainment last week, actually, we were going to go to the races Friday, but they actually decided to close them.
Yeah. So we went to Scandia Family Fun Center.
Which is a really big, actually, comparative to what I'm used to. A very, very big mini golf course.
Three courses.
Three full 18-hole courses. Also had go-karts.
Go-karts.
Batting cages.
Fucking go-karts suck.
Bumper boats.
Bumper boats.
Now we've never heard of a bumper boat before.
You never heard of that, which surprised me. But we discovered on that night that each one of us excels in one thing. When it came to hitting the fucking go-karts, Trench whooped everybody's ass.
I was passing everyone. I passed, like, everyone twice.
I got the shittiest go-kart known to man. I feel very confident in saying that. It was like, hill.
Yeah.
Great. And I was like, fucking dangerous. Your wife, which was very funny.
Oh my god, it was
We get to the golf course, it's like, oh my god, I don't know. I'm not too good at golf. I don't think I'll do good. She got two fucking holes in one on us and had the lowest par out of me and Trench and her.
I mean, she got holes in one, she had low par in every hole.
Yes.
And she sucked at the game, apparently.
Yeah.
Well,
even though she only fucked up one windmill.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Only fucked up one windmill and didn't get a hole in one off of it.
But
and then there was the loop, you know, one of those typical loops you get in a mini golf, you know. And it got to a point where Claude was swinging at it so hard the ball was bouncing off the side.
I'm like, doom, dong, dong. I just like put it around the thing up onto the fucking concrete walkway.
Yep. So, needless to say, that was pretty interesting. And then go-karts, golf, but there was this very interesting thing called bumper boats.
It's like a
let me explain this to my Midwestern brethren.
First, picture a pool.
A pool.
A large pool.
With water fountains. And
in an island.
In an island, you know, and whatnot. But you get these rubber rafts that have a seat. So it's like, you know.
A gigantic inner tube.
It's a giant, huge inner tube with a seat in it.
In the center.
And a very low horsepower very small blade, but still nonetheless a two-stroke boat motor.
Yeah.
With handlebars, like motorcycle handlebars, sorta in a weird configuration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have on your left, you have on your right hand, well, an accelerator cable.
Throttle.
Yeah, throttle cable. Mm-hmm. Now, during this, I get in the boat, and they all get in the boat, and I'm running, and then they take off, and I take off, and I realize they're going 12 times faster than I am. They are all over the other side of the pool and running around, bumping each other, because what you do is it's in a big pool, and you bump into each other, and you splash everywhere.
Oh, yeah. When you hit hard, you splash big.
You splash all over everyone, you know? Me, I couldn't get up any accelerator, and then the throttle cable in my thing broke, the actual throttle handle. So I'm trying to drive with one hand and one stick, you know, and pulling the throttle. So what happened was, though, is I was quite literally like Pigpen in the Peanuts cartoons.
Because you also had a shitty motor in yours.
And I was covered, just surrounded by blue smoke from a two-stroke engine until I revved it up. And then once I finally pinched everything, you know, I guess you could say I literally had to finagle the handle so I could start really getting some acceleration. Mm-hmm. But I could only do it for a little bit because it was wet and slipped out of my hand. And yes, I don't think you have bumper boats in the Midwest. I'm from fucking Iowa, and
you never saw bumper boats in Iowa.
Yeah. I never saw them in Iowa. I've never heard of any place having them. I guess if there's some place that has them now, wow, it's new to me. But very interesting thing. Funniest shit, though.
Claude got his revenge back.
Oh, boy.
Claude learned real quick how to steer bumper boats.
Yes, he did. Now, I was pretty much innocent, just spinning in circles, not doing much, because I couldn't even really move. However, my wife, somehow she worked her way around the backside of the pool, which worked its way underneath one of these really big fountains. Imagine, like, you know, garden hose.
But instead, this is a pool return.
Uh-huh. So, all of a sudden, Claude's running up on my wife, and I see this from a distance, safe, dry. From a distance. And I see him just full steam ahead, bounces her off a wall, which immediately brings her bouncing right back under the waterfall. Her little water fountain. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hold on. I am being told I'm an emergency. Let me...
We'll go to... Go to break.
Well, you want me to go to break?
Yeah, go to break. We'll come when we come back. All right. Bye.
To be, he's a sheep, but we all agree it's a party, blow your own horn.
That was weird.
You know?
That was very fucking weird.
Emergency.
That's not fucking emergency.
Oh my god. Trent. Our neighbor's at the door. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. Your neighbor's at the door. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Is something on fire, dude?
I'm thinking, like, maybe the gas order from the car because it's out of tune right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what the fuck, man? Is it? I'm like, oh, shit, dude. I didn't, like, speed through here. Has he got something to say about me? What the fuck? So what's interesting is, as everybody knows or may not know, Trencher has a two-story house, and we're actually up above, upstairs, at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm, like, lurking behind the stairs, and, you know, your wife actually would not let me leave the room.
No, probably not.
Because I heard your neighbor. He sounded kind of loud.
He's a loud person. I mean, he's not a mean loud.
Like a booming voice.
Booming voice.
So I thought maybe something was going down, and I was actually ready to actually run down the stairs and, like, throw down and start
That's the Mormon neighbors.
Don't matter.
I know. Well, I mean, you can like, I think I got a Catholic Bible. And no, I don't have all my Catholic Bibles downstairs in bookcase, but you could hold it up and scare them away.
I don't give a shit.
It's like a vampire, right?
Like Father McGregor.
Mormons, vampires.
Oh, I kick ass for the Lord.
Oi!
I seriously
didn't
know what
that was. Wasn't a fucking emergency. You know what? He had a problem with his fucking email.
Fuck him.
And he called up to one of our tech support centers in Georgia.
Yeehaw.
And didn't like the answer they gave.
So what the fuck does he come bothering you for?
Because he knows I'm a cable guy, obviously.
That's bullshit, man. So, he shouldn't fucking interrupt you.
You know, I don't know the circumstances.
What the fuck? Why do you got questions about God? What, you don't fucking ask him because he's a Mormon?
No.
Exactly.
Well, no, and I solve my own problems and stuff like that. But see, some people, you and I have discussed this at work, and I don't know if we've ever discussed this on the show.
Incompetent cocksucker.
But people don't like to find, people sometimes find their own answers the wrong way. And I don't mean it badly, because everybody should have somebody to ask a question of. You know, I wouldn't know anything about ham radio if it wasn't for Vert, or Max for that general if it wasn't for Vert. At least deep in Mac. So, you know, I abused his brain power.
Yeah, man, but did you ever interrupt the brother?
Probably a couple times.
Like this shit right here?
He doesn't know. It's not like he's a listener and says, oh, I know they're home.
You know what, man? Wake your wife up, scare her half to fucking death, interrupt the show right here, dude.
What are you gonna
Working
do?
Working at the top what of are you the gonna stairs, do? Man. You got big fucking balls ready to just crunch his ass.
Okay, that sounded really...
Anyhow, he fucked up the story. Yeah. Basically, we went bumper boats. Trencher got stuck in a circle, choking on exhaust fumes.
He basically doused my wife.
I kept
because
running
you bounced her in between the wall and you, and in between the wall and you, it was the sprinkler.
Not once, but twice.
She was soaked.
Yeah, your wife was.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, she was just. Oof.
So definitely a fun thing.
Of course, my feet and balls jiggled after the whole experience.
Yeah, well, you know.
Motor. At least I didn't fucking choke like you did, though.
Oh, I was choking.
Like fucking exhaust, dude. Shit, dude.
Anyhow. Well, I guess
that really
was,
threw off the entire.
You know, it did, and even though it was pretty, it was pretty well timed for a break, but it does.
Fuck, man. That just ruined everything.
Momentum.
God.
It's all about momentum.
Fuck. How much longer do we have?
An hour.
Jesus, man. An hour. I'm already fucking ruined. Because of your goddamn Mormon neighbor. Latter-day cocksucker.
Well, I suppose I can go through the rest of these. See if we can strike something up.
Yeah, here. Let's go.
Let's try that.
Fucking.
London. I don't know why London knows this before America knows this, but did you know that global hamburger giant McDonald's, basically what they're doing right now is because of all the different things with lawsuits and... you know, the popularity of low-carbohydrate diets, things like that. They're attempting to get more people into their restaurants. Not with a better menu or a healthier menu like Jack in the Box is doing or Carl's Jr. does. They're actually offering guided tours of a McDonald's kitchen.
Sweet.
What the fuck, sweet? This is the cock gun we use for mayo.
This is the cock gun we use for ketchup. You lying whore. That's not
fuck
true.
You, it's a cock gun.
It's not a cock gun.
What is it?
Okay, the cock gun is used for fucking sour cream at Taco Bell.
No, they have a cock gun at McDonald's.
They do not have a cock gun.
We will go tonight, and I will say, can I ask you a question to
the fucking jockey? They do not have a cock gun.
I will ask the counter
they
jockey.
Do not
they
have
a cock
gun.
Gun.
They do not
yes,
have a cock
they
gun.
Do.
Bullshit. They got
bullshit.
Shit. They got hoses that hang from the ceiling, man. They got one of bartending guns for the fucking ketchup and mustard.
No,
they got two of them, man. It hangs down from the ceiling with a red and yellow hoses.
Those
not
are not for ketchup and mustard.
What
those
are they?
Power plugs.
Power plugs.
For the different units.
Why would they have power plugs colored like ketchup and mustard?
So they could get the right amperage and the right voltage to the right devices.
There is no ketchup cock gun.
There is a fucking ketchup cock gun.
I'm not buying it.
Well, so you don't have to buy it.
I'm going to have to see this, man.
We will. But basically what they're doing, it's mostly in the UK that they're doing this, is they're going to basically take 130 different restaurants and include, you know, big tours of the fry station.
Fucking killer, dude.
Big tours of the Big Mac prep area.
Samples? Samples?
No samples.
Fucking whores.
So here's my thing. McDonald's is sitting here talking about economic downturn. At least they're not suing diet plan people.
They should.
Why? Like the RIAA and the MPAA sue file sharing?
Should sue like Richard Simmons, dude.
So, you know, that's interesting, though. Maybe you should. Yeah, maybe McDonald's and all these fast food chains should file a class action lawsuit against, you know, McDonald's?
Some McDonald's fries right now sounds good. Dude.
No, you want to do fries? We'll go to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, dude. It's In-N-Out fries right now with a fucking quad 4x4, dude.
Mm. Ooh, grease.
Mm. And shake, chocolate shake.
Yeah, In-N-Out. Definitely after the show.
Yeah, definitely In-N-Out.
Okay, so Smack is right. These are actually... I thought they had the Coke guns. I swear to God I've seen them with the Coke guns. I know they got the little sifter for the salt measurements.
Aha! The Coke guns are at Taco
Bell.
That's
fucking L Smack saying that.
So?
It's only half a point.
Half a point.
Half a point.
Bullshit! It's a full fucking point. You got the Spiderhush toy right there who fucking agrees with me as well.
Oh, wait. No Coke guns, though, is what he says, but he's not saying the ones at Taco Bell. Hey, I don't know. I don't know the ones at Taco Bell because I don't eat there much. I eat, like, Del Taco more.
But you don't have to fucking, like, be a devoted
follower
of the way
Taco
Bell. Well,
yeah, I've never noticed that fucking Taco Bell, okay?
You never been concerned if, like, does it gonna spit in my food or nothing? You're like, oh, I don't care, man.
No, I don't wear a police uniform when I go up there. And we got a burger for the cop.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Saw that my fucking Caltrans shirt.
Ah, Caltrans!
Here come the roads bumpy.
Like they'd actually care here. You know what, though? Guided tours of a McDonald's, that's a pretty stupid idea.
That's a cool idea.
Okay, look. How many fucking teenagers... Think about this. Your customer that's going, oh, I really like McDonald's. Oh, I like the fryer. There's a fucking greasy-faced teenager going there, I need a better job. I have to cook fries and watch out for tourists.
Bullshit, dude. It's like
there's a fucking
tour. It's the UK, dude. It's like these little Ali G dudes running around.
Fuck it. What if they do that here?
Then it'll be a bunch of
greasy-faced fucking teenagers. And you know what? I don't think greasy-faced fucking teenagers who pull wristbands for sexual favors are necessarily entirely an American unique thing. All right?
You know, it makes me wonder. They catch the wristband on something and it rips. Does that mean they have to masturbate?
What if they get bored and start pulling off the bands themselves?
Yeah.
All right!
What's to do? Okay. I tore a band. Gotta go Jill off.
But I don't know about it, dude. It's hard to say. I mean, I wouldn't find any value.
We should go. Let's take a tour of McDonald's, dude. Let's see if you find
We gotta go to the fucking value. UK right now.
Wait till they bring it here.
Yeah. Tour of fucking McDonald's. You know, maybe free samples.
Yeah.
I doubt it's gonna be like M&M World.
What about M&M World?
Well, I mean, they have like free samples and shit like that. And stickers. Maybe you get a sticker down the throat. I don't know.
yeah.
Yay! Good! So anyhow, I don't know. But I think that is just stupid. I'm sorry. But, you know, McDonald's has the hardest time with introducing menu items. They fucking make the absolute rock gut killer items that really hurt you. Oh, this sounds great!
What? Like what? Oh, yeah,
McGriddle.
All right, I was going to say what, man?
I don't know.
I've never had a big and nasty myself.
Yeah, that's still the best. I'll have to tell you about Ray doing that sometime.
You did!
Did I?
Oh, on the show!
Maybe I've already told you.
Confused about what we're talking about.
Check the archive!
Thank you. Fuck up the plug. Check the archive.
Oh, my God.
Good commercial, man. Good plug. Yep, fucked it up.
Hey, you know what? It can't all be good all the time.
So I see you're sporting a Cubs hat tonight.
I am? Hardly. I'm pissed, man. Both fucking underdogs. Who wants to see the fucking Marlins and the fucking Yankees? You know what? Yankees have been to the World
Yankees
Series 26
lost.
Fucking times.
I thought the Red Sox won.
No! That was a misprint in the New York Post.
Really?
See, he was typing it up, lambasting, you know, the whole thing about Yankees lost, blah, blah, blah. And they pulled it out in, like, the 11th inning. So, yeah, it was a big fuck-up.
So it's like Dewey defeats Truman right there.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well,
another one of those.
So much for deadlines.
Yeah, really. So much for, you know, spell checking and so much for doing the last proofread. But you know what? The thing is, in our office, now you're not in our office anymore, but you have to understand, the past 2 weeks...
Down the hall, yeah.
The past 2 weeks, we have watched nothing but baseball.
We can't do that no more over there. They stole our cubicles, and I'm not happy either, because when we move across the hall, we have to lose our sound cards.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Because of the other idiot customer service people.
That sucks. But anyhow...
I'm trying to convince them that it's necessary, but anyhow. We've had baseball on.
I mean, every single day, we've been cheering the Cubbies, and we've been cheering the Red Sox. Because as far as I'm concerned, the Marlins, we should have had them, you know, pure and simple.
That was fucking Bartman's fault.
Yes. Well, yes and no. Bartman.
Yes.
Okay. Bartman did what our neighbor did. Shut up. Bartman did exactly what our neighbor just did to us.
Bullshit.
No. Let me finish, please.
Go ahead.
What Bartman did was he.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, you're
tried
right.
to get the foul ball, took it away from Moises Alou, who was the, you know, the left fielder trying to get the ball.
I thought it was Moses.
Moises.
It's spelled funky.
It was Moises.
Moises.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Exactly.
Moises.
So, you know what? And he got pissed, and everybody got pissed, yeah. And then it just, a switch. Went, oh, humdrum. You know, everybody kind of went, oh, well, you know. Yeah. And they fucked up the game after that. Now, that dude, Bartman, yeah, he started off the problem.
He is the problem. He caused
it. He caused it, but he wasn't necessarily the entire fault.
Entire problem.
I will not put entire blame on him.
I will.
He fucked the flow, you know, of the game. He fucked it badly. He fucked it with a wooden spoon up the anal parts. But the Cubby at short, the shortstop who blew the catch, you know, the pitcher who let the run, you know, who pitched the pitches. It was literally a team effort.
They happen, yeah, but it's Bartman's fault.
Okay, I see you're not going to
They wouldn't have done that.
You're not going anywhere on this that's going to...
In my opinion right there, I think Bartman really fucking... He killed the morale.
Oh, absolutely. He killed
and
the total
that,
morale.
And that
that's
is what
I'm talking
and
about.
And that is what caused the slip-ups that
that's
led
what
to it.
I'm talking about. But here's the thing, though. You're doing something like that, you have to have so much concentration. And yes, what he did was start the chain reaction. He is the cause... But not necessarily all of the blame.
His phone number is no longer listed.
No, it isn't. But Smoking
it.
Gun did have it
they
for a while.
Have it now.
Yeah, they took it down. Basically, what happened, though, is Florida. Why Florida? I think it's sort of a thank you.
Yeah.
Florida offered him, I kid you not, 3 months free stay there at any resort, anywhere he wanted.
Wow.
Think about
that. Slap in the face, dude.
Florida, you know.
And then a buttercup to boot.
Oh, my God. So I'm sitting here going, ha, ha, you know, because they're thinking, oh, yeah, this guy's a plant.
Think so? Think Bartman's a plant?
Who knows?
I'm fucking with you.
But he's a architect or whatever.
I can't wait. I thought for certain somebody would, like, show that play, you know, again and, like, you know. Like, play everybody, do the Bartman, you know?
Yeah, really. Hey, did you also hear about the practical joke that was played on one of the ESPN guys?
No.
Baseball Tonight, they were doing an interview.
By the way, fuck ESPN. Thank you.
Yeah.
Continue.
They were doing an interview, and the guy was saying, well, my name, I am him, and here's what was going on, and here's what was in my mind. Oh, by the way, would you lick Howard Stern's butt cheese?
Right on!
And the host of the show just kind of looks up and just goes, well, we've been had.
Right on, dude.
So
that's about as good as
another one of those Howard Stern, would you punch me in the throat kind of a thing.
Dude, I've seen two great Howard Stern ones aside from that. Why? I didn't see that, but that sounds cool. One was when they had an earthquake in California, and they had Captain Jinks on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, sir, yes, yes, what happened? He goes, oh, it was terrible. The whole house was shaking, and everything was falling, and blah, blah, blah. So it's a mistake. Yes, yes, it dropped all my pictures of Howard Stern. Woo, yeah, Howard Stern, yeah. On live TV in
nice,
LA.
Nice.
And the other one had to be when they had the guy Captain Jinks call up, and he fucking, like, I guess, remember when Chuck Woolery had, like, fucking quadruple bypass surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he was hosting that talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what happened is he's out for surgery, and he ended up calling back to the from a hospital phone where Chuck Woolery was at, called the producers and said, yeah, here's my cell, you know, if you want to get in touch, we can arrange this. Okay, so call him back on his cell.
Mm-hmm.
Said, yeah, let me pass the phone to Chuck, some shit like that. Because they saw the one caller ID from the hospital, they assumed it was legit.
Right, right.
So they ended up going there, it's like, yeah, how's it going? You know, you know, because he pretends he's like fucking Chuck Woolery.
Mm-hmm.
They show the host of the show, like the replacement, the fill-in,
mm-hmm.
and the other co-anchor, she's like, oh my god, he sounds really sick. He's like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, you know. Like, oh my god, Chuck, are you okay? Yeah, yeah, that's right. Chuck, you know, I hope you feel better. Shut up, man. You're just trying to take my job from me. Everybody leading, dude.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking killer, dude. One of the funniest prank phone calls I have ever seen.
Cool. And heard.
Damn straight.
All right. Hey, I think what we're going to do right now is it's time for Mad Props.
Take a break for Mad Props.
You don't want to do Mad Props?
No Mad Props for nobody.
What?
You think so?
They're here, yes.
Are they deserving?
You deserve them.
What's your neighbor's phone number?
I don't know.
I would like you, the listeners to call in to tell your neighbor how they feel
fucked
about
him. Fuck your rhythm.
You fucked up the show, man.
You lousy prick.
You fucking live next door to Bartman, apparently.
Apparently I do.
From now on, I'm calling your neighbor Bartman.
That's fine by me.
Mad Props!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get these out right here, right now. Mad Props for all you faithful listeners to Spank Wagon Radio. First off, let's give out Mad Props to BNM!
Mad Props now!
He's not good enough to sit here with us because we're not good enough to be his company, but he can listen in and chat along on the IRC. It's LSMAC.
Mad Props by Adele.
By Adele. Gateway. Hewlett Packard.
Man, how can they top that one?
Woot, Bill Gates.
All right.
Alienware.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Open PC Nut. CompUSA.
What the fuck did you... Yeah, okay. So moving on. Hey, let's give out mad props to the man he's here every single week and likes absolutely none of the music we ever play.
Reverend Hammer! Mad props.
Let's give a big old hello to someone new, someone who doesn't ever really join the room, but we're very pleased you have. Spider!
Yes, the mad props for you!
And of course, let's give out mad props because he remembered it on his own to show up in the chat room. Virtual One!
Mad props!
BFTP.net.
Madprops.BFTP.net.
Yeah, there you go. Just has a big clicker licker sitting there shaking.
Of course, you know, if that fucker ever learns flash animation.
Really? Anyhow.
I called him Violent J. Flying J.
Violent J. Ah, fuck you. And, of course, counting my room list versus my listening list, I will say that there's a lot of people lurking out there. Hello, everybody. We see you, but you're not going to get mad props from us.
No.
Not until you join the room, Spank Wagon, only on irc.slashnet.org.
Right.
Also,
please join us in chat because until you recognize yourself, you are the aborted fetuses of the audience.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Where are we at?
We just did Matt Prompts.
Let's put that down.
Any more news?
You want to see? Oh, yeah. This is something we were talking about downstairs. We remember when my wife got a bunch of candles, and of course, and the first thing you do is start playing with the candles. I'm like playing my Aim and Flame and all that good stuff.
Yeah, Aim and Flame.
You like those Aim and Flames.
Yes.
Of course, we started having an Aim and Flame where he flicked it and I had a pair of scissors and we started going at it and I went, I win.
Yeah. You will rue the day you blew out my aim and flame.
Anyhow. Ah, curses you. Hey, check this out. If you're using the book, soap candle instruction book for the stupid. Basically, it's one of those for dummies. It's called Candle and Soap Making for Dummies.
Go out and buy the shit.
Sold in bookstores and at discount department stores nationwide in August and September for about $20.
Why?
They're recalling the book.
Why?
The directions in the book for making lye instructs users to combine sodium hydroxide and water in the incorrect ordering. It actually causes it causes to splash, bubble over, and burn. It's caustic in certain proportions. The paperback book is, of course, a dummy's book, so it's a yellow and black book. Has a photograph of candlesticks and slices of soap on the cover. Cool. Customers who bought the book can return it to the store where they purchased for a full refund, and not guarantee the table you made his stuff on.
Do you realize what this means?
Anarchist Cookbook just got legitimately published.
It's Fight Club for Mary Kay.
Yes, absolutely, it's Fight Club for Mary Kay. Hey, maybe that was like a whole little chaos thing, you know, by putting the instructions in kind of wonky.
Dude, man.
Yeah. I wonder
if
there's really a Bob with bitch tits out there now. Oh, Jesus wait, there's Christ. A Claude with bitch tits. Moving on.
Fuck you.
Aha. Ah! I just got shinned. Ow. Damn.
Bitch, fuck you. That pissed me. That seriously pissed me off.
Well, I had to get you going.
Piss off!
Sod off.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. His name is Claude Balls.
Damn, I touched it. But anyhow, yeah, this is... You know, it's kind of
Your wife was drooling over my hairy chest last week, dude.
No, she was just sort of like going...
Dude, just because you were in the room, dude. If you'd have left, man, dollar bills.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. You know me. Oh, hey, by the way, Toe shows up.
Yeah.
You know what? We've already done Mad Props. Just go to your fucking room.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Dude, Fight Club for Mary Kay, dude.
A legitimate Fight Club.
We should do that now.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah.
See, that's not worth it. It's already been done. What's the point of doing something that's already been done?
To,
not really
live
done.
Live out its memory.
Oh, bullshit.
What the fuck? What's the point of... Why did we invade Iraq, huh? We always invade smaller countries. What's the point of doing something?
What, are we going to start teaching them how to make soap bombs? Okay, now you take the dove. You take the dove in 3/4 quantity. You mix it with little gunpowder. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Osama's Fight Club.
Osama's Fight Club. Bush's Fight Club. First question about Bush's Fight Club. Oh, we forgot. Never mind. let's see.
I was the president of a legacy of blue blood family, and all I got was a lousy presidency.
Well, you want to hear something fun about this, the latest thing that's going on? This happened before the war, before Bush's war. Where the letter writing campaign was made up to where the same copy of a letter was sent out to all these different newspapers saying how this is a good thing to do and we should attack Iraq and Osama's connected and all this stuff. Remember that?
No, actually I don't.
Well, it's happened again. A lot of things have happened, with the war.
You're saying
and the war is over.
Inspired government-backed propaganda?
Bingo! What has happened here is a letter-writing campaign where the same letter has been sent out to all these different newspapers saying how, you know, I'm a soldier in Iraq, things are going good here, morale is really great, it's not as bad, we're winning.
When the fuck was this written? 5 minutes after they landed?
Who knows? It was written just for the sole purpose of propaganda. Because what they've done is a supposed letter from soldiers in the Kirkuk Base, 2nd Battalion of 503rd Army... Airborne Infantry Regiment said the northern city had become our home away from home.
Oh, yeah.
The quality of life and security for the citizens has been largely restored, and we are a large part of what, you know,
yeah, I can't,
why
what,
that happened.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to buy timeshares in Tikrit.
Yeah,
home
really.
Away from home.
The identical letters have appeared now in 11 newspapers, and they are identical verbatim, word for word.
Boo, boo, bullshit!
Pretty much. So, again, it's you know what? It's propaganda.
Where is my mind?
So,
God, Bush and Fight Club, dude. Say it's never Tyler Durden. It's like fucking Cheney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one really knows where Cheney is. Who's Cheney?
There we go, dude. That's
Who's
it, Cheney? Man.
Who's this Cheney guy you keep talking about?
Presidential Fight Club. What's my name? What's my name? Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, you fucking egotistical bastard. Don't come over. God. Imagine fucking, you know. I'm sorry.
Best scene in Fight Club when that mob boss was beating up Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
And let him just get himself all bloody and beaten and then start just grabbing him. You don't know where I've been.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like intense.
Yeah. We should start our own Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, like we haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. Right. We're not going to participate. We're just going to organize it. Yeah. I ain't no mood to fight.
Really?
Anyhow.
Hey, let's see. I think actually we're going to hold off on some of this rest of this stuff. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Listen to more of some of that techno and rage.
Wait 7 minutes.
You are, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Spank Wagon Radio.
And right here, we're just gonna talk about a happy little tree, yeah. From that real big, happy mountain, yeah.
And that nice, wonderful, fluffy, puffy marshmallow.
Yes. Fluffy, puffy marshmallow.
It's .com.
It's .com.
All right. Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Presents you the only thing you'll ever see in the history of the world.
Death.
But more than that.
Really?
Celebrity death of the week.
Okay. We actually say weeks.
Yeah, because we forgot last week. But we had someone last week.
We did. It was legit.
You cover last week's because it's closer to your heart.
Some guy named Schumacher.
No.
Yeah. Who?
George. Wally George.
Oh, yeah. Wally George.
Who? Psst, Wally's dead. Who? Oh! I forgot the card.
It's .com. Damn. Could have used that joke right there. No, Wally George, man.
Wally George. Who the fuck is Wally George?
Well, let me educate you.
All I know is he was 60 and his hairpiece was 30.
Oh, dude, ain't that the truth? God. Wally George was this guy. He was from California, of course.
Fruits and nuts.
Literally. Back in the 50s, man, he got a job as like a talk show host, like on the radio on AM back in Glendale, where I'm from.
Okay.
Later on in the 60s, man, especially up until the late 60s, he worked a lot around the radio industry. Eventually wanted to go ahead and host his own radio talk show.
Hey.
But actually found out he was a lot more successful in producing them. That changed. I think it was like 79 or something like that, you know, maybe 80.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a UHF station called KDOC, Channel 56, out of Anaheim, California.
Ooh, Anaheim was nothing back then.
We got it out on UHF. I know. Well, there's Disneyland, but, you know, it wasn't quite as big as it is today. Anyhow, he used to host the Wally George Show. He used to call it Combat... No. Ha! Really? I never guessed. I know.
I know.
He called it, like, combat interviewing right there. It was basically he would berate guests and insult them and try stuff. A lot of the guests were paid actors and actresses. If you've ever watched some old episodes, you'll see Poor Man. Rhonda Shear from USA. Up all night, you know, and, like, other stuff, too.
Okay.
But he did get some legitimate people on there, like the local head of the fucking Ku Klux Klan at Orange County. He would, like, get them on there. Yeah, this is funny. The guy used to like have a public access show, man. Sold this shirt called The Original Boys in the Hood, and it was like three Klans members, dude.
This guy,
he didn't have a fucking nut loose, okay? He was the fucking Loose Bennett, like a hardware store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. But Wally George's big thing was on his show, his studio audience, which could seat up to 80 people, and... at its peak, had a 6-month waiting list to get onto a studio audience member on a UHF station.
Wow.
Was comprised of early to mid 20s college students.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that would come in, dude, and it would back him. Instead of an applause sign, you also had a Wally sign. So when Wally would call somebody, "You're nothing but a fascist pinko pig," the fucking audience would just go rabid.
So
Wally, Wally,
so,
Wally.
Wait. Yeah. So what you have here is pretty much like pre-Jerry Springer,
yes.
Pre-Morton Downey Jr.
He paved the way, dude. And Morton Downey Jr. sucked ass. Okay, Morton Downey Jr., if you've ever seen the show, it was very fake. You could tell. Morton Downey Jr. would do the thing of, like, you know, insulting, you know, my fucking redneck cousins, mm-hmm. you know. He'd, yeah! Just yell if he, like, called some woman a trash-talking whore or something like that.
Right.
Or bitch about smokers' rights, which he later recanted. Shit like that. And Jerry Springer, yeah. Jerry Springer is really kind of close to Wally George in as the audience participation and the non-fakeness. We're talking about old-school Jerry Springer, not this new shit today. So it was very similar.
Oddly enough, I know someone who's been on Springer.
Really? Starving actor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
But no, what was great was Wally George, he would have these fucking college students, man. I don't know how much of this shit Wally George actually believed. Was like, you know, there's a large stroke of streak of conservatism, you know, in today's college students and blah blah blah. And it was fucking cool, dude. These guys would like go and they'd fucking tailgate in the parking lot of this UHF station.
That's hilarious.
And they'd go in and just fucking chant him on, dude. Wally, Wally, Wally.
What and then
like the guy would come up and they go like boo, mm-hmm. like and he did he like they said one of the most explosive shows when he had a fucking Nambla dude on.
Oh my
that
god,
that was like and it was like boo. You want to tell you you're something but a sick perverted pig. Get out of here. And this is fucking cool. This is so killer. He had three fucking posters hanging up in gold frames. He had Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
president of the United States at the time.
Right.
John Wayne.
Okay.
The Duke. And I never will figure this out for the life of me. But in a picture of the fucking Challenger taking off. before the accident.
Weird.
And it said USA number one. I'll never understand
that. You know, it was probably the Walmart, or at that time, Kmart bargain bin.
It was Kmart. Kmart. But yeah, people basically go, Wally, Wally.
Weird.
It was, dude, it's fun. Let me put it to you this way, okay? Everybody in my family had cable television, okay? But when Wally George came on Saturday nights and shit like that, we unplugged the coax and hooked up the rabbit ears.
Really?
Really. Wally George made you get off your fat ass to change the input on the TV.
Wow.
You had to have seen the show, dude, and I one day hope you can see the episodes, man, because it is that great. You'll look at Springer and go, he's an amateur.
Hmm. See, and I have no working functional knowledge.
But he's also I think he's the father and father-in-law. I want to say he's the father of Rebecca De Mornay.
Okay.
But they were not on good speaking terms.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But
Howard Stern interviewed him one time and really got his goat on that while he was trying to do his stage act on the air. And Stern just fucking struck back like, oh, yeah, if you're so good, how come your daughter won't talk to you? And I was like, ooh. Yeah.
Because Stern doesn't like any competition. If he finds you a threat, he just puts you down.
I think Wally George was fucking great. And I really am sad he never got into fucking TV syndication because he would have whooped their ass.
I guess he was
TV.
Way too far ahead of his time.
Yeah.
You know, in all honesty.
Wally George.
Let's cover, that was last week's celebrity death.
Last week's celebrity death of the week.
You know what? They're keeping us busy. This one had me worried because I was going to go with the Schumacher, not the director that we all hoped would die because of the nipples on the bat suit. But an old jockey.
You know what, Schumacher? Car wash. Yeah. DC cab. Fucking
yeah.
A. Batman and Robin. Yeah. Batman Forever, you fucking tard.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna say Schumacher.
We're actually gonna talk Stu Hart. Now I know not a lot of it's a Wally George to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and really we're going sort of obscure.
Well, if this was Southern California, Wally George,
everybody would be
news.
All yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, what I'm talking about here is Stu Hart is a or was. A professional wrestler for the old NWA wrestling. This is the one that started up quite literally the NWA wrestling that was founded
NWA?
In National Wrestling Alliance.
Oh, so it's not Niggas with Attitudes.
No, sir.
Okay.
It was a National Wrestling Alliance, which was founded originally in Waterloo, Iowa. Yeah.
Wow.
Means dick to me, too, sometimes.
Wow, you know, your Waterloo town is pretty famous for a lot of stuff, man.
Damn.
Iowa, in general, Reagan got a start there. Cloris Leachman, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Cloris Leachman.
Yep.
And the Maytag guy, the dude from Where's My Car, who's
Kutcher,
banging.
Yeah, banging Demi Moore. Anyhow, yeah. Stu Hart, though. Stu Hart was a pro wrestler. Of course, more people know his sons than him. Bret the Hitman Hart. And Owen Hart, who died a few years ago in an accident in wrestling. You know, pulled the release pin on his little thing.
To this day, I am so pissed I never got to see that.
I saw it.
Was it cool?
They didn't show you.
That's too bad. Nope. I'd love to have seen that.
The delay, they took care of it. You did not see.
That's too bad.
Yeah. But you knew something was going on because they would not pan away from the announcer's table. At all.
That's too bad.
So basically, Stu Hart was also even up until he died, he was able to teach people how to wrestle. And I will have to talk and get some recordings from another broadcast right now here in Vegas, by the name of Sean Daly, because Sean Daly did not like the Hart family, did not like
really?
Them at all.
Why is that?
He's a wrestling promoter himself. He's also a manager, legitimate manager.
Okay.
Bringing kids in and adults in and teaching him a wrestling. Not teaching him wrestling, but running the business side.
Okay,
He got stuck. Now, there's this thing called the Cauliflower Alley Club. And what that is that's an organization that's set up to benefit old wrestlers. Wrestlers, as you probably could probably guess.
Cauliflower Alley, talking about their ears.
Yeah, well, they don't have much of a retirement plan.
No wrestlers.
So the whole point of Cauliflower is a sort of an old wrestler union, so that way they're protected medical stuff like
pensions,
that.
Pensions, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Dig it. I can.
Sean had the luck of the draw, and this is after not Owen. This is when Stu was getting ill like 3 years ago now. He had no, for some reason, Owen's idiot family left him in his wheelchair at a table alone for about an hour. Like, don't know where the rest of the family was. Knowing them at that point, they were all probably getting really stoned. So,
wow.
Feeling sympathy, Sean goes over to Owen, and somehow gets suckered into pushing Owen around the entire Plaza Hotel here in Vegas.
The Plaza?
Because that's where they hold the Cauliflower Alley Wrestling Club. Yeah.
The Union Plaza.
Yes, the Union Plaza. Dumpo the Dumpo. Yeah, yeah, you know.
Could they have at least have parked him in front of the Filipinos?
I don't know.
Granted, there's no dancing, but I don't think he'd have been exactly doing donuts in his wheelchair.
So I don't know how that worked out, but even to this day, you mentioned that to Sean, and he's like, fuck the Hart family. I had to push fucking Stu around. I don't know.
No wonder, dude.
Anyhow, so that's Celebrity Death, Stu Hart, this week. I'm just giving mad props. Fuck.
Celebrity Death of the Week.
All right. So, I'm sorry I drank all my Big Red. I have nothing to pour out, you know.
Don't melt my fucking carpet.
It's not like Dan Tana when I poured milk out. That was classic.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
Because Dan Tana drunk milk, dude. And that's
I
what
know.
You do
no, I understand the milk. I just don't understand why you poured it out on the carpet at work.
Because you do that for your dead homies.
Dan Tana.
What have you ever learned about, like, watching gangbanger films?
That I'm white.
Okay, and?
That I'll die.
That's, okay, and what else?
Chinese dangle balls are really cool.
Okay. Fine.
You're not getting the answer you want.
No, man. And don't hand me that shit because you're white. You can't be a gangster. Because I saw White Boys.
Hey, The Breaks. That's another one of those type of movies. And let's not forget 311 Boys.
Zebrahead.
Yeah. Zebrahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Odd news from around the world. Chinese martial arts expert was in custody yesterday. Basically, what happened was he was being robbed, and he whooped their asses. He took their knives away from him and killed one with them.
Cool.
Slashed up the other one pretty bad. Yeah. The police, though, are kind of questioning it because it looks like that he chased them down instead of
just
defending
himself. Attack me. I don't want to. Whoop!
Yeah, really. Good enough. Ah! Hoo-yah! San Diego, California fuck-ups, because we always have to have a California fuck-up for the week.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing this fucking kung fu master shit. You know, like
you ever see the movie?
They're like doing like a they're doing like a videotaped interview, dude. And every time he speaks, it doesn't match his lips.
You ever seen the movie The Hunted? Christopher Lambert. Well, there's a scene where this old man helps him fight with katanas and stuff like that and swords on a train because they get jumped. And the police are like, "Well, why does he have all this fucking weaponry? Oh, he's an instructor. Okay." This old ancient Chinese martial art expert, his name? The Doctor.
The Doctor?
The Doctor, basically, he was legitimately a doctor. He practiced acupuncture and other forms of traditional Chinese
medicine.
The only
time I've heard anybody called The Doctor was fucking Dr. Detroit. So now I'm picturing this fucking Chinaman walking around in a
yellow
suit. Leisure suit with a green fucking shirt and gold medallions. And that's fucking
armored hands.
Yeah, come, it's Betty.
It is
Holy
Betty.
Shit.
It is Betty.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Wow, I never realized Betty from Kung Pao
was
Dr.
Detroit.
Yeah, let's chew the fat, ma'am. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be damned.
Weird. Holy startling shit. Resolution.
Iron Claws!
Oh, Jesus Christ, doubling up. About damn time someone figured that shit out. Anyhow.
Yeah. Anyhow.
California fuck up of the week. San Diego, California. Pile of medical supplies, including hypodermic needles and vials, which were used, remained on a street in Orlando near a neighborhood preschool for more than 24 hours until city crews finally removed them. The reason it took 24 hours to pick up the trash? No city crews would touch it because they didn't know whose jurisdiction it would have been in. They didn't know if they needed to call EPA, the dump, environmental protection, but California or national. They did not know whether they needed to call the FBI or CIA or KGB or who gives a shit.
Fucking tards, man. I'm not touching it. Get a fucking stick and move it on your side.
Did I say that? I'm not touching that. Am I arguing with you?
I'm not touching it.
You got a stick. Wow. You're touching it. I'm not talking to this.
I'm not touching it.
You know?
Fuck.
Yes, Tell, you can come back now.
Yeah, God. Yeah, are you fucking... There, happy? Fine. Right.
Mad props for Tell.
God.
He just joined the chat room. Uh-oh, the wife came in.
Hey, look, we have a special mystery guest here, folks.
I just said who it was. How can it be a mystery?
Yeah, you fucked it up, man.
Oh, I didn't
I'm trying to do some old school, like, fucking Tonight Show with Johnny Carson type shit, and you just totally fuck it up, man.
Well, you don't look like Johnny. I don't look like Ed.
You kind of look like Ed, man.
I do not look
you
like Ed.
Ed McMahon. You wear glasses.
Oh, big fucking deal.
Ed McMahon wears glasses.
Yeah, does that mean my wife looks like Ed McMahon?
That's not true, no, because she's a chick, man.
But she's wearing glasses.
But you're a dude. Ed McMahon was a dude.
Best Ed McMahon commercial, when he's going door-to-door talking about Neighborhood Watch and everybody thinks they won $1 million.
Never saw that.
It's funnier than fuck commercial. All right, let's see. Spank, wake up, lady. Oh, we've got about 15 minutes to go.
Yep.
And I'm out of stuff. I'm drained.
It's a little hard right there. I thought we were going to have more stuff, but, you know, the shit with the emergency and the neighbor right
the
there.
Emergency email issue that must be solved, otherwise planets will collide.
Yeah. Your wife is fine, but we must punish your neighbor. Like... Yeah. No, it must go further. Didn't you ever see The Hand? Or no, it wasn't The Hand. It was that Amish film where, with, okay.
The hell was that about? Yeah.
No, it's
hey, look, my hand's attacking too.
Oh, fuck. It's a film. Ernest Borgnine plays an evil Amish guy.
How can you have evil Amish?
I don't know, man. He's like,
Jebediah's got electricity. Run!
Yeah, I know. Jebediah's got a gun.
Off my lap. My wife is sitting in my lap crushing my testes. Ah!
I don't want to crush the testes.
Yeah, let me clear a place for you to sit.
Oh,
oh,
no.
Man. Every time.
There's a visual of me, like, you know, wiping the top of my
face off. I think what we're going to do actually is just change the music tracks. So before we go, give me a genre of music that you think I might have. Reverend, you make the genre decision.
Great.
Well, he's the one that always hates the music.
They're listening to fucking anime tunes. Thank you, asshole.
I got him. Why not?
I am the wind.
I got, like, people singing all over. It's like a karaoke. Nope. Ow.
Your wife just bit you.
She bit me.
I'll do more of that.
Whoa! Hello. So, yeah, Rev, if you were still listening. Rev, Earth to Rev, wow. Pick the music. Did Star just meow?
What the fuck, dude? So. We went from Spank Wagon to Love Line now.
So every time I pee, it hurts really bad.
Then you win a prize.
It's called medication.
That's really great. That's one of the funniest. It's one of the funniest things I ever heard on Love Line. This guy called in, was talking about how he could, like, make up with his girlfriend, dude. He was stoned, you know, and what happened was they were going at it, you know, and she was pissed, you know, because he didn't pull out, you know. And she, you know, she was on top. She didn't pull out, and she was pissed at him. And then he was so stoned out of his fucking mind, he just pissed right there.
Oh.
Inside of her.
Oh,
that is so gross. I'm going to cross my legs now.
That is pretty sick, actually.
So the funny, it was great, too, man, because that's when they had fucking Ricky Rackman on there, man, back in the
day.
Oh,
yeah. Man. See, Ricky Rackman, people make fun of Ricky Rackman. I thought he was okay in, like, Headbangers Ball. And
fucking enter the pit.
Yeah, stuff like that. I thought he was great, but
yeah. Of course, now you know it's like called M2.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Is he still on that? Or I thought they killed.
I don't know.
You know, because it's
Ricky Rackman gets too old, dude. It's like he's trying to be a fucking aging hipster. He goes from rebellious youth to aging hipster. It's just not fucking cool. Next thing you know, he's gonna like have his hair in a fucking ponytail, wearing sandals. Yeah, I'm serious.
All those tattoos, and he's wearing fucking sandals.
Dude, that's the way Hollywood's going to look in about 5-10 years from now, dude. You mark my fucking words, dude.
Mark my fucking words.
That's
like a fucking parrot in here.
That's very interesting. I did not realize we had a minor bird in here.
Yeah, really?
Wow, that's
hey-o!
It's wild stuff. I always pictured Ed McMahon as like a swinger, dude. So Ed, what did you do this weekend? I got drunk and banged Girl Scouts. You know.
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping up the show here. You've been listening
wild
to...
Wild stuff. I did not know that. How did you get away with it, Ed? I paid him off Michael Jackson style. But crossing state lines helps, too.
Hey, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
It's the greatest show ever.
I want to say big kudos and thank you very much to Virtual One for hosting the actual website. No, we're not doing those.
Mad props over. Hey, you want mad props? You got to come earlier, okay?
Jeez.
Mad props is like a soup kitchen, okay? We serve once.
Anyhow.
Oh, shit. She's going for the fucking clicker liquor.
I also want to say a big thank you to our provider, our broad, excuse me, our... I'm all fucked down because he's like playing with all
big thing to our Shoutcast server.
Thank you.
Scorched Earth.
No. No.
Just needs batteries to get it to work.
Huge thank you to LazyCode.com for hosting LazyCode.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the listeners for putting up with us and all of our major distractions.
Thank you very much. Thank you for letting
Lazy
us come
listeners.
In.
Lazy listeners.
Thank you for letting us come into your computers and entertain you.
Hey, this has been Spankwagon Radio. I've been Trencher.
And I'm Claude Balls. I've got to go.
Catch you later.
I fucked
up. Next week.
Go do something like Ed McMahon. I was going to do some sort of gross Johnny.
the teeth out of you!